Chapter 14. Over the border and briefly into Colorado before Chris points the bus south, and they're cutting across the top corner of Oklahoma, passing through the state just northwest of Boise City, before crossing their third state line in just a few hours, and suddenly the desert of New Mexico is endless all around them. Claude sits up front, staring through the windshield to Chris's right, watching the dust and cacti blow by, like he can will Santa Fe to appear over the horizon just by staring long enough. He's been quiet since Kansas. Well, even quieter than usual. Just looking out the window, clutching that little knapsack that goes everywhere with him. When Jesus swings into the seat beside him. "Hey, kid," he says, holding out two beers as he sits down, but Claude shakes his head. JC shrugs and pops one open anyway. He chugs it down, burping happily, and joins Claude in staring out the windshield, where the sun is sinking ahead of them, the day finally beginning to cool. "Pretty, huh?" JC says.
"Yeah."
"Everything okay, kid?"
"Sure."
"Looking forward to meeting your cousin? What's his name?"
Sam.
"And you figure he'll get you a start out here," JC says, sipping his beer.
"Reckons he can. Good money," he says.
"Dangerous work."
"Can be, I guess."
Silence again. Just the diesel blare, the black asphalt getting swallowed up beneath them, the barren sand spilling out all around them. JC cranes his neck and looks down the bus to where a bit of a party atmosphere is breaking out up the back. They picked up a couple of cases before they left Democracy, and now Pete is standing in the aisle, his back to Jesus, as he talks to Morgan, Bex, and Big Bob, gesturing with a beer in his hand. He's wearing a pair of Jesus's jeans and a clean Veruca Salt t-shirt that belongs to Chris and is way too big for him. He's scrubbed up well. They paid for him to use the shower facilities at the truck stop before they set off, Pete emerging all clean and pink with the dumpster grime off him. Amazing how a hot shower and some fresh clothes were the difference between someone you partied with and someone most folks stepped over. "And how's your mom?" JC asks, turning back to Claude. "You been calling her?"
"Yeah, she's good."
"Good," Jesus says, draining that beer. "And I bet she feels better knowing you're going to be with family out here, huh? Good old cousin Dan."
"Yeah, I believe she does."
"Sorry," Jesus says, his brow furrowing. "I meant Sam." He looks at Claude. "Didn't I?"
"Yeah,"
Claude says, his eyes darting quickly towards JC's, then away again.
"Sam."
"Right, cousin Sam. Just wanted to get that straight."
"You sure you don't want this?"
He picks up the second beer and waggles it. Claude shakes his head again.
"Come to Papa,"
JC says, popping it open and putting his feet up on the partition in front of them, just bringing that cold can up to his lips, when Chris shouts, "Hey, will one of you guys please bring me a fucking beer?" And Jesus is sighing and getting to his feet again.